Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are live. 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the 20th day of May 2015. Wow, what fun. I'm telling you what, life could get better, but it isn't right now. It's just the best it possibly can be. And we welcome award-winning artist David Martinka and appreciate him for his music. Find him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. He gives us our intro music and our outro music. We so appreciate him. You know what? That is what makes our show so personal. We have wonderful gifts like the music of David Martinka. He brings us just an absolutely wonderful and marvelous opportunity to share his world. So I'm grateful for that. It personalizes our program. When you hear that song, you know what you're listening to, right? Attitude of Gratitude on the Perspective Power Radio Network. Well, that's what I'm talking about when I say it's personal, this Attitude of Gratitude. It happens to be something he is grateful to be able to do for us, give us the music. The show is something I happen to be grateful to be able to do for you as well as for me. So for us, these are personal reasons why we embrace having an attitude of gratitude. What's your personal reason? It doesn't matter if the reason you're happy is because popsicles have sticks on them, so you don't have to sit there and hold melting, frozen, icy sugar stuff in your hands. It doesn't matter if the reason you're grateful happens to be because your shoes fit today. It doesn't even have to matter that the reason you're grateful is you either got a job, lost a job, or finding a job, or about to find a job, or don't have a job. It's personal. It doesn't matter. You don't have to justify it to anybody. You don't have to explain it to anybody. You absolutely, positively don't have to compare it to anybody. And I think that's where I kind of got the inspiration to title the show what I did this morning, that it's personal. Because so many people ask me, what makes you grateful? Why do you smile in the morning? Why do you go through your day with happiness in your thoughts or in your mind or in your actions or however or whatever? And I'll tell them, I'm so dang happy this morning because I've got three cats in the house. I'm so darn happy this morning because the wind was blowing and the trees were waving at me and I was waving back. And they look at me with that blank stare like, seriously, really? That's why you're happy today? So, the thought being, even if somebody does that to you, even if somebody looks at you like your reasons for being happy and grateful and embracing that attitude of gratitude are things they would never think of, who cares? Seriously, who cares? I used to, and I mean a long time ago, I used to think if I wasn't happy for the same reasons everybody else was, if I didn't like the same things everybody else did, if I wasn't fill in the blank, then there was something wrong with me. And the funny thing is, I've never been that person that was conventional in that way. I've never been, not that I'm outlandishly outrageous, and who cares if I am, but I mean I'm not. It's just that I didn't really fit in. At least I never felt that I fit in. So to me, to have my own reasons for being happy or my own things that brought me joy made all the sense in the world as I got older. The fact that they didn't seem to fit in bothered me, and I tried. I really did. I tried to be that same person that everybody else was. If all the girls in my junior high school were wearing pink nail polish that day, I wanted to wear pink nail polish that day. If everybody in my class had bought a hot lunch that day, I wished that I had been able to buy a hot lunch that day. Or if they all brown bagged it and I was eating a hot lunch, I wanted to have brown bagged it because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be part of the crowd. Let me tell you what the common denominator is. It's not what you're gratitudeful. I'm inventing new words today. Okay, more coffee, Annette. It's not what you're grateful for. It's the fact that you are grateful. That is the unifying factor here. If everybody within the sound of my voice, whether it's through the radio or through the walls or wherever, would find one thing every day, and it can be the same thing, doesn't matter. I mean, meaning the same thing day after day, that you are grateful for. And you take the time throughout your day to focus on that. Time, 10 seconds, 3 seconds, a minute. You know, we're not talking hours and hours here, although that would be pretty stinking cool if people spent hours being grateful for things. But I'm grateful for the fact that there are people out there that spend a couple of seconds with a gratitude thought, send it out there. If everybody did that, I would hazard a guess, and I would wager money on the fact that we would have all those things we want: peace on earth, balance, international love and compassion for each other, happy planet. We'd stop endangering different species. There'd be enough food to eat, be enough water to drink. There'd be enough money to go around. Yeah. All from that little teeny tiny energy of just focusing on what you're grateful for. I would hazard a guess. I would lay you odds, honestly I would, that if everybody found something personal that they can be grateful for, and they spent just the smallest amount of time to the most ginormous amount of time every day focusing on that, you would see a shift in planetary energy. And since everything around us is energy, it would definitely have that trickle-down effect to all of us. Think of something for a second. And I mentioned this on a show a while back. It was around Christmas time, and I was standing in the post office. And there were people coming in behind me, and I don't turn around to watch the people coming in behind me. I'm looking forward. I'm waiting for the next clerk to say, next in line, please. I'm watching because I was in the post office with a walker, a bunch of packages, and they have those rugs. So you want to make sure my walker skis are forever dragging those ends of those rugs all over the place. So I don't want to trip over them, and I want other people to trip. So my focus is somewhere else, not behind me with the people coming in. So we're standing there for several minutes. I mean, heck, it's Christmas time. You're at the post office. What do you expect, right? So I'm just kind of sitting there digging the sights and enjoying myself, and I hear these Christmas carols. And they're obviously not coming through a loudspeaker. They're coming from people behind me are singing them. And I turn around and look, and it's a mother and a little boy. And they are singing Christmas carols. And it was so cool. And that whole energy permeated the entire room. And it didn't matter that some of us had to stand there and wait for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 minutes to see a clerk to mail our Christmas goodies out or pick up mail or whatever our reason was to be there. Suddenly we had this warm, enjoyable moment of listening to this mother and child sing Christmas carols. And it turned the energy in that room into something of appreciation and gratitude when it could have very well have been a really ugly scene. I mean, people are crabby and cranky. Nobody wants to be standing in line forever, holding all those boxes, praying it's not going to cost their last dime to ship things out. I mean, the meaning of Christmas, ho, 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 right? It was wonderful. If that can happen, this is how I base my thinking on real-life events, not things that I imagine can happen. But I imagine that if this is the type of energy we have, those people were grateful in that moment. Those people were so grateful that they could stand inside and sing Christmas carols. Those people were grateful they had each other to sing with. Those people were grateful that they knew the lyrics to the Christmas carols. Even if they didn't, who cares? Their voices were fun. They were having a good time. I was very personally moved by it. And as I looked around the room, I noticed I wasn't the only one. This is what I mean by that trickle-down effect. This is what I mean. It's like a ripple effect. You start this here, and it just kind of goes out. Now, the funny thing was, I got into my vehicle, and everybody else went and got into their vehicles. We all had a greater appreciation. You could see it. You could see the way we were all smiling at each other, and happy holidays, and Merry Christmas, whatever it was people were saying. And we all got back in our vehicles, and we took that energy with us. We took it to the next place we went. We shared it with the next person we spoke with. And then they take, and they share, and they move on. And they take, and they share, and they move on. There was a television commercial about a shampoo like that ages and ages ago, and so on and so on and so on. This is why finding something very personal for you to be grateful for is like the coolest thing you can do. It's the nicest thing you can do for other people. It's the most beautiful gift you can give to yourself. It doesn't cost you anything. takes so little time, it is unreal. Now, here's a really cool thing. It may take 2 or 3 seconds to think, wow, I'm so grateful for those trees outside. And I'm sitting here looking out my window at this really cool pine tree. It's like 70, 75 feet tall. And it's got all its brand new, fresh springtime pine cones just kind of standing up there looking all soldier-like. I'm saluting them, you know, how you doing there, pine tree? And the wind is blowing through, and you can see the branches blowing a little bit. The needles are moving. I almost said leaves, but it's a pine tree. Those are needles, not leaves. In those few seconds, it brought me such joy. Now, can you imagine if you found something personal to be grateful for frequently throughout your day? You could feel that excitement, that joy, that fun, that power all day long. And look where it came from. It came from inside of you. Didn't come from the chocolate chip cookie, didn't come from the neighbor's dog stopping the barking, didn't come from traffic clearing up, didn't come from you receiving check after check after check in the mail that's like, whoa, I can go to the bank and be rich. No, it didn't come from anything outside of you. Even though I'm saying I'm looking at a tree and I'm seeing the wind blow and I'm looking at the pine cones and I'm feeling grateful, I could look at that tree and go, oh yeah, check them pine cones. Pretty soon they're going to be all over the ground. Yuck. And look at that wind. Gee, I'm going to go outside. It's going to mess my hair up. So all those things that I looked at and saw a reason to be grateful for could make you feel the opposite way. Because you're not grateful for the wind through the trees, or you're not grateful for pine cones. Doesn't matter. Find something you are grateful for. Maybe you're grateful that you don't have a 75-foot pine tree in outside your window that's going to dump pine cones all over the place. Maybe you're grateful that you aren't someplace where the wind is blowing so much that you can actually see it. Because let me tell you something. When it's blowing that strong, that high up, it's blowing. It's blowing. You know, I used to think when I looked outside and I didn't see the wind blowing the tops of the trees, I was cool. Then I got outside and I was like, dang, it's windy out here. Well, you know, I'm a lot lower than 75 feet to the ground, a lot closer. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, what makes me happy doesn't have to make you happy. What makes somebody else happy doesn't have to make you happy. Everybody has something. Everybody has something. And if you can't figure out what it is, you get in touch with me. Find me on Facebook and at Rochelle Aben Communicates. Perspective Powers, our fan page for the show. You find me on Facebook, and we will figure out something that makes you happy. Even if we have to imagine it. Fake it till we make it? Well, I'd like to say imagine it until we create it. Because that's precisely what's going on here. But it doesn't have to matter if we have the same things that bring us joy or gratitude or not. It's the fact, the unifying factor is that we all have and celebrate and own an attitude of gratitude. That's what works. That's what kicks it. That's what makes it happen. That's what makes it the most beautiful and amazing thing in the entire world. And that energy does, I promise you, have a ripple effect of positive upliftment, of enveloping us in some of the most amazing and incredible energy, that one day you might really, really need that. It might be the thing that pulls you out of the funkification. It might be the thing that pulls you back into reality. It might be the thing that keeps you here on this planet. It might be the thing that stops you from doing something irrevocable. Gratitude. And it's personal. Personally, I am grateful that you spend time here with us. Every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, all the archives can be found at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. And I do hope you go and check them out. Annette Rochelle Aben, I also have a YouTube channel. There are videos there of these programs. Not all of them, but most of them. I'm getting around to it. Trust me, it's coming out there. If you go to redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net and find a load of reasons to be grateful, because award-winning artist David Martinka not only has great CDs that you can purchase there, he has great free downloads. Trust me, they're great. They're wonderful. I know. I have them. They're fabulous. And don't forget, each and every day, you have the choice to decide to own this attitude of gratitude. And it doesn't matter how you do it. Make it personal, because it's personal, this attitude of gratitude.